Composer Hubert Bird tells us, to those close to Václav Nelibel, March 22, 1996, was a day of shock and sorrow for his sudden and unexpected passing. Looking back after 20 years, we begin to see the amazing impact he had. He may no longer be with us in a physical sense, but Václav Nelibel is still alive through his music. Václav Nelibel, according to Bird, was a direct descendant of an incredibly rich national musical line of composers that included Dvořák, Janáček, Smetana, Martinu, Suk, Kubelek, and others. Born in Czechoslovakia in 1919, Nelibel was a student both of composition and conducting at the Conservatory of Music in Prague. He also studied musicology at Prague University. His works are interesting, challenging, and always realistic for performers at whatever level he wrote. His music has character and spirit, both on the surface, where communicative melodies abound, and inwardly, where many of the meaty structural components provide substance. There are contrapuntal features of which Bach would have approved, colorful harmonies, rhythms, and meters that dazzle us, attributable perhaps to the native musics of the Eastern European cultures that he knew so well, organized in formal structures that are the hallmark of masters. Add to that Nelibel's fabulous orchestrations, and there's little doubt that his music is something special. Its power and expressiveness are remarkable. Along with his talents as a composer, Nelibel was also a gifted conductor. Immediately personable, he connected with those around him, including his audiences. Equally at home with young students and more advanced players, his teaching skills and attractive personality inspired others to achieve their best. As the attraction of his own music was electric, his fame as a composer was recognized worldwide. Hubert Bird quotes Frederick Fennell of Eastman. Frederick Fennell said, "Fortunately for the world, every now and then we are blessed with the presence of a creative artist of the stature of Václav Nelibel, in his distinguished maturity and with an in-depth experience amidst great music, it is no surprise to find him arriving amongst us to discover the depth of poverty in the wind band's performance literature. And of course, he burst upon us at a time of great need, work after work of his challenging the profession in endless and fascinating ways. We shall all miss his next challenge, but it will remain challenge enough to fulfill the responsibility of the remarkable music he gave us." That from composer Hubert Bird, written in The Instrumentalist in January 2017. As Bird tells us, Nelibel was born in 1919 in what was then Czechoslovakia, and that means 2019 marks the 100th anniversary of Nelibel's birth. The University of Scranton will mark the occasion with a special concert marking not only the centennial, but also the university's special relationship with Nelibel. Tomorrow evening at 7:30, there will be a performance at the Houlihan McLean Center with the University of Scranton Symphonic Band, conducted by Cheryl Boga, Director of Performance Music at the University of Scranton. Cheryl Boga was eager to talk with us about this member of the university, Václav Nelibel, and the university's special tribute to him.
Václav Nelibel was one of the, if not the most prolific and respected composers of a wide variety of music in American 20th century music. And I think you would be hard-pressed to find another composer that wrote as joyously for the Paris Symphony and the Pittsburgh Symphony Orchestra as they did for a fifth-grade band. He did it all, orchestra, chorus, opera, chamber music. You know, people are saying, "Oh, I wanted to do this recital. I'm a harpist and I wanted to do a recital with my friend who plays soprano saxophone and another friend who plays auxiliary percussion and a guitarist, but there's no music for it." And I go, "Hold on, I think we can help." I remember somebody saying to Václav, where do you get your inspiration? Like asking him if pieces were programmatic music. Why did you write this? And his answer was always, because I had to. He knew no other way to answer that. Because I had to. That music had to come out. And he was a pragmatist. So our first encounter with him was he was the founding composer of our world premiere series, which was founded as nothing but an excuse for me to meet Václav Nelibel, because I was in love with his music from the wonderful PMEA festivals when I was in high school. And his music spoke to me as a band lover, because I love band. I love band. And there was something about that music that just, you know, I would walk around singing the lines of other instruments. It caused me, even as a 10th or 11th grader, to listen to other parts in the band like I had not ever experienced before. And I found myself walking away being able to sing, you know, and this is, of course, so important as you progress in your musicianship. But the moment that starts to happen, I think every musician remembers when you're aware that you're not the only one sitting there playing in a broader way. And Nelibel's music was the first time for that. And I even remember the piece. We do it all the time. It's Corsican Litany. It was very shortly, I think, after it was written. And I can sing any part for any instrument, and I've been able to do that for 50 years. Anyway, Václav was an internationally renowned composer. He was one of the most acclaimed, respected, and prolific composers of the 20th century. After World War II, he was a composer and conductor with Swiss National Radio. He was lecturer at the University of Freiburg, Switzerland, and he was the first musical director of Radio Free Europe, a post that he held until he immigrated to the United States in 1957. And oh, there was a funny Radio Free Europe connection, because in 1996, shortly before he died, or it might have been right after, I think the gig came a week or two before Václav died, Wycliffe Gordon was called and asked to write a couple of different orchestrations and arrangements of the Radio Free Europe theme song. And nobody said anything. And all of a sudden, it was maybe a week or two after Václav's funeral, he got the packet with the music in it. And he was like, Nelibel wrote this. So there are all these arrangements of this that were both of them are University of Scranton honorary doctoral recipients. So we are also the only school in the world with the Nelibel arrangement of our alma mater, I am proud to say. So that's kind of exciting. So he came to the United States in 1957, and during his long career in the United States, he worked as a composer, conductor, teacher, and lecturer all over the world, winning all sorts of international prizes and award for his works, which included two full-size, internationally award-winning operas. At the time of his death in 1996, he had been for a little under a decade our composer in residence at the University of Scranton. He and his wife, Dorothea, moved here. It was just such a good fit. And the Jesuits, of course, had educated him in Czechoslovakia, and he felt eternally grateful to them. He was not shy about telling the story that his mother, you know, a devout woman of Polish heritage, sent him to the Jesuit gymnasium to make him a priest. And the Jesuits heard him sit down at an organ and went, whoa! And like, what was that you were playing? You wrote that, whoa! And he said, somehow, you know, the Jesuits were like, you do what you do. This is God's gift to you. And he would say, but my mother, she wanted me to be a priest. And somehow the Jesuits protected him from his mother. So, and encouraged and nurtured this talent, and that gave him opportunities. You know, they were just like, go ahead, do it, freed him up to do it, as well as giving him a great liberal arts education. So he remained a big fan of the Society of Jesus, and it seemed fitting that the Society of Jesus were the ones that helped his family bury him. So a year or two later, his family told us there and his intention of having all of his published and unpublished compositions, personal papers, manuscript scores, other material, photos, at the University of Scranton on permanent loan. And so we created the Nelibel Collection. And the room is actually, it's in a spot that kind of mirrors where their very first apartment in New York City was, where he was an organist. I think it was St. Catherine's in the Village. And he would tell stories about how he would walk out of the apartment and he would have his suit on from the top and have his pajama bottoms on the bottom because nobody could see his pants in the organ loft. And Dorothea would always yell and say, oh, don't tell people that. Maybe I shouldn't tell people that. But he was possibly the most generous, intensely musical, filled with gratitude, steeped in integrity and grounded in gratitude human being I had ever met. And to me, he was the model of what a Jesuit education was about. And he didn't behave any differently with fourth graders at a children's concert, working with my non-major band, conducting an all-state or all-eastern orchestra, conducting a major orchestra, or working with a major European ensemble. It was just all, this is all music. And he wrote for band, orchestra, and chorus, every combination of chamber music. He did arrangements of Monteverdi madrigals for eight trombones. And so we're very excited to be putting together a concert of his music celebrating the centennial of his birth. That'll be on Saturday, November 23rd at 7:30 in the Houlihan McLean Center. It will be loud. It will be exciting. It will be fun. And we are going to have with us a poet from New Orleans. I think he might have been the poet laureate of New Orleans, but I'm not sure of this. And he teaches microbiology and genetics and all this stuff. He was at Louisiana State. Now he's at Nicholls State. But John Doucet, who is an award-winning poet from New Orleans, who, when Václav died, we did a memorial concert with tributes in there. And John wrote a wonderful poem for that. And he's going to write a poem for the centennial. And he's going to come up and read it and play tuba. When he died at the memorial concert, we had tributes that we had people read from all over the world. At this one, we're going to have somebody read memories of our own alumni who worked with him, because some of them are so funny. He was like Václav. They hung out with him. He got in trouble with them. I'd be yelling at all of them. What are you doing? I mean, he was really a part of the fabric of our everyday life in Houlihan McLean, which was so remarkable. And Mrs. Nellie Bell now serves as his widow, Dorothea. She serves as the curator of the Nellie Bell Collection. She was an archivist by profession before they came here. She does such a beautiful job with organizing and taking care of it. And people can browse through information on Václav if they go to our website, scranton.edu/music, and then just click on the Nellie Bell Collection on the left side or drop-down menu if you're on a mobile device. And they can read his biography, and they can see the that's not even all the works. And what's there will spin your head, and not everything is up there. And we're still finding things. Somebody called us the other day that I was with an orchestra in France, and he wrote this piece for us, and we have all the manuscript. We have the scores, the parts, and we were wondering if you want them because we don't see them listed on the website. This happens all the time. So Dorothea Nellie Bell better live to 120, because we're still going to be finding Václav's music. He was a very poor businessman. He gave things away. He also always wanted to help out new publishers. So whereas most composers, there'll be one or two publishers that have his stuff, it's like Johnny Appleseed throwing this man. Oh, you are trying to start. I will give you this. Here, you will publish this. So she has a full-time job just keeping track of who's got what copyright and who's published, what's in print and what's not in print and what's on rental. I mean, she works an eight-hour day every day. The Symphonic Band is, you know, a 70, 80-member ensemble that is made up of members of the university community from majors and departments spanning the entire curriculum, none of whom are music majors, but all of whom come together by their mutual love of music making. And I think that's one of the things that brought him here. He's like, every person who walks in the door isn't doing it to get a half credit or a credit, or they're doing it because they love to make music. And that excitement when they walk in, they burst through the door, he used to say. They burst in here. But that was very exciting to him. And it didn't hurt that we had the Perotti factory here, because he was hooked. Before he moved here, my father would send him cases of the seconds.
Cheryl Boga, Director of Performance Music at the University of Scranton, speaking with us about the Václav Nellie Bell Centennial Concert. And that's Saturday, November 23rd, tomorrow at 7:30 p.m. at the Houlihan McLean Center, Mulberry Street at Jefferson, at the University of Scranton. Admission is free. It's the University of Scranton Symphonic Band in a Nellie Bell program directed by Cheryl Boga. And for more information on the web, scranton.edu/music, scranton.edu/music. The Václav Nellie Bell Centennial Concert this Saturday, tomorrow evening at 7:30 at the University of Scranton in the Houlihan McLean Center at the corner of Mulberry Street and Jefferson. in downtown Scranton. Admission is free. Scranton.edu/music, scranton.edu/music. And if you're wanting to explore more about Vaclav Nelibel, his name is spelled V-A-C-L-A-V, and Nelibel is N-E-L-H-Y-B-E-L, N-E-L-H-Y-B-E-L.